This is New England Public Radio. Since the pandemic started, the number of people visiting food pantries in New England has jumped. The Survival Center in Northampton, Massachusetts, is serving more than three times as many households. Volunteer Brian LaPointe, wearing a cloth mask over an N95 mask, hands out bags filled with food.
I've got cheese, milk, and fish for you.
Wonderful.
66-year-old Mark Fisher appreciates the food. He's retired and usually drives an Uber to supplement his income. He isn't driving during the pandemic.
You know, the money's really tight, so every little bit helps, that's for sure.
Diane Dusso says she depends on the food. She's on a fixed income and says the Survival Center gives a little bit of everything, including fresh fruit and vegetables.
Enough to make meals. A lot of canned goods and pasta, and sometimes you get meat, which really helps.
She even gets something for the soul.
You know, it's always been a comforting place to come.
As part of our Essential Workers series, Nancy Cohen reports on one food pantry worker at the Northampton Survival Center who provides some of that comfort.
On a breezy, sunny day, a line of cars and a bicyclist snake towards the front of Jackson Street School. Adults and children are waiting for food at the new pandemic location of the Northampton Survival Center, which serves people from 18 communities. Diane Drowen surveys the scene.
Well, the clients have masks on like that.
Drowen has been working for the Survival Center for 7 years. Before the pandemic, she worked with about 200 volunteers 5 days a week to feed hundreds of families. Now the number of households has spiked, but because of safety precautions, Drowen directs fewer people.
Nari, would you do me a favor? Can you go in and tell Julie that after we run out of the shredded cheese, we're going to hand out a pound of butter? Let her know there's cases of butter that came from the food bank today. Thank you.
Drowen's official title is volunteer coordinator, but she's more like a traffic cop, greeting clients, lifting heavy boxes, and directing food pantry workers what to give out.
Thank you. If there's no toilet paper, we'll move to our paper towels.
Okay.
Thank you.
Some days are more challenging than others, like a Monday last month, which started with Drowen learning two volunteers were out sick. She had to find replacements. Then a truck full of food arrived from the Western Mass Food Bank.
And we unloaded it. The volunteer said, we've got 20 cases of frozen chicken. And I said, great. Showed her where the two freezers are. Well, one of the freezers had gone down.
The chicken is threatening to thaw. The clock is ticking. Clients are about to show up. So she got another volunteer, who usually hands out the food, to go to the pantry's permanent location.
I said, Brian, I need you to take this extra stuff, extra meat, get it in your car, bring it over to the Survival Center, and put it in the freezers there. Well, as it turned out, there was barely any room in our freezers.
And to make matters worse, there was more chicken coming. Drowen's solution? Have volunteers tear open the boxes and stuff as many drumsticks into the freezer as would fit. Meanwhile, she started handing out bags of food to people in their cars, something she doesn't get to do that often.
And they just have that look of hunger on their face, even though majority of them did have masks on. And they just so happy to see us and so grateful. And so for me, that's just heartwarming. And it felt good that this week I could say to them, hey, today we're giving out eggs.
Pre-pandemic, 5 days a week, the Survival Center would open its doors, and kind of like a store, clients would come inside and choose their food. But at the end of March, the center announced it had to close temporarily and rethink its operations. Drowen sent out a note to volunteers.
I literally had tears on my computer as I was sending this email.
She was sad for the volunteers who love the work, for herself, and for people who need the food. But about a week later, the center, along with Grow Food Northampton and Community Action Pioneer Valley, launched an emergency food operation based at the Jackson Street School, which is empty of kids and teachers. This is where the food is sorted, handed out to some families, or picked up for delivery to 11 locations, including senior and low-income housing sites. Drowen directs gloved and masked volunteers who are screened each day to make sure they're healthy to work at one of the round tables in the cafeteria bagging up food.
Hey, Melissa, great. I'm glad you got here. The list is over there. We're doing two potatoes, a couple apples, orange, onion in each bag. We need to make up a total of 510 or 520 of those.
Drouin first started at the Survival Center as a volunteer herself in 2011, along with her daughter, who was 16 at the time. They just moved to the area from Vermont.
It's just our nature to try to help anybody that just needs a hand. I just feel like the more you give out, the more you get back.
And the hundreds of volunteers that Drouin worked with before the pandemic want to get back to giving back.
But at least for me, I have the certainty of that I'm going somewhere 3 days a week and really helping to take the burden off of folks that are hungry and going through a tough time.
She recently lost a friend to COVID-19. That motivates her even more.
My heart was in it 110% from the beginning, but now it's like, you know that any particular person that you run into on any given day, whether they're a client or a volunteer or a coworker, just can hit anybody. And everybody just needs to be there for everybody else.
But it takes a lot, as she reflected after many hours at work.
The end of each day is another exhaustive day to an exhaustive week, but it's probably the most rewarding exhaustion of all.
Drouin continues to embrace that good exhaustion, especially now when the need is so great. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.